Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. Have you ever noticed that shopping trips and catching cold often go hand in hand? Maybe it's because you're out among crowds of people all day, running from heated stores to cold, windy streets and back again. But say, if you do catch cold and it makes you feel miserable, remember this. Alka-Seltzer helps you feel better, and in a hurry, too. And that's really what you want when you have a cold, isn't it? To feel better? Alka-Seltzer adds comfort to your cold treatment by relieving the feverish ache-all-over feeling. And Alka-Seltzer makes a soothing gargle to relieve the raspy, irritated throat a cold sometimes brings. No, having a cold is no fun. So to feel better while you're getting better, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Speedy Alka-Seltzer.
Oh, how I hate these wash days. I've got a washing machine full and things soaking in every sink in the house. How one man can get 9 towels dirty in 2 days is beyond me. If he'd wash the dirt off his hands instead of just dampening it to loosen it up and then wiping it off on the towels, he'd... Oh, my wedding ring. Got it. No! Ah! No! Down the drain. McGee, can you come out here on the porch a minute? Hurry.
Yeah, what is it, kiddo? I'm working on a crossword puzzle here, so if it can wait
now,
a while...
My ring, McGee, my wedding ring, went down the drain in the laundry tub.
You what? Oh, Molly, don't tell me you carelessly let your good gold wedding ring, the everlasting symbol of our wedded bliss...
Down the drain, yeah. Oh, I was rinsing out some clothes and my hands were wet and it slipped off my finger.
Oh, gee whiz, kiddo, that's terrible. That's unexcusable. That's just plain carelessness and neglect.
Oh, now, don't blame yourself too much, dearie.
Myself?
Yes. Wasn't that what you meant? That this wouldn't have happened if you hadn't taken the little strainer out of there and tried to replate it with Teeny's chemical set last month?
Oh. Oh, gee, that's right. Didn't I ever put that strainer back over the drain there?
Take a look.
Sure is dark down there.
My lovely wedding ring.
Now, don't get excited, kiddo. We'll get it out, but you really should be more careful. Lately, you always seem to be losing things.
Me? This is the first thing that's happened to me in over a year. If you're thinking about that address book we tore the house upside down for and never found, that was yours. And so was the elk's tooth we looked for, till you called off the hunt. And did you ever find the gold cuff link?
Well, it's no use us standing here reminiscing, kiddo. That's not getting your ring out of the drain pipe.
That's true.
It's probably caught in the trap down there where the pipe curves.
That's what I figured.
So I'll just run down to the basement and get my tools.
No, no, please. Now we go through this every time. Let's call a plumber.
Oh, but this is such a simple little job, kiddo.
That's what you said the last time. What happened?
Well, you were going to mop the floor anyway. You always do on Saturdays.
Today isn't Saturday. And if you recall, before I could start mopping, we had to do a whole lot of baling. And I'm not about to go through that again.
But believe me, Molly, this job is nothing. I don't have to fool with any pipes with water in them at all this time. Just the drain pipe.
Well...
All I got to take off is the elbow down there, see? I'll run down to the basement and get my Stilson wrench and loosen... Oh, for the love of... Doggone it. I haven't got my Stilson wrench.
Oh, goody.
I loaned it to Herb Travis. Gee willikers, and he lives way across town, and it's so cold out...
Then we call a plumber, huh?
No, Molly, gee whiz. Do you know what them pipe pilots get for an hour's flying time on a drain pipe?
Here we go again.
And what if they run into complications, like usually happens?
To who?
Me. And I've been fixing drains all my life, so it could happen to a plumber, too. No, sir. I'm not going to let any plumber charge me a fortune for wrecking my drain when I can do it cheaper myself.
But, dearie, it's cold outside, and if you catch cold...
I won't. Don't you worry. Where's my coat? Oh, here it is. Don't you worry your curly little head, Tootsie. I'll be back in about an hour with my Stilson wrench, and once I put it on that drain and give it a couple of good hard yanks, it'll come loose. Goodbye.
It'll come loose, he says. When he starts fooling with the plumbing, everything comes loose. But his mind is made up, and I'm smart enough to know when there's no more point in arguing with him. So there's only one thing to do. Call the plumber. Have him rush over here and get the job done before McGee gets back. So
Hello, Acme Plumbing. Emergency. This is 79 Whistle Vista, and I need a plumber right away.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
When you hear the word action, what does it make you think of? A battle? A football game? A speeding auto? Well, here's another kind of action, a very welcome kind of action when you need relief for a headache or an upset stomach. That's action in the glass. Yes, it's action in the glass, changing Alka-Seltzer tablets into the liquid form your system can use easily. You see, even solid food has to become liquefied before your system can make use of it. Alka-Seltzer is a sparkling liquid when you take it. So is quickly and easily absorbed into your system to bring dependably effective relief. Yes, because of action in the glass, Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better. So remember, for a headache, for an upset stomach, for aching muscles, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
I'm certainly glad you could come right over. The laundry tub is right there.
Okay, lady. We'll have a look. Your wedding ring, huh?
Right down the drain. I hope it doesn't take long,
sir. Oh, shouldn't. Ought to be out of here in half an hour. What happened to your strainer? Ought to have a strainer. Fits in a little hole here. Keeps things from going down the drain.
I know. My husband took it out a few weeks ago to replate it with a chemical set.
Oh. One of them kind, huh?
I don't want to rush you, but I would appreciate it if you'd hurry. He'll be home in less than an hour, and he intended to do this job himself, you see.
Oh, he did he? Oh, what's the matter? He thinks we overcharge, does he?
Oh, no, it isn't that.
He's one of them guys that thinks all plumbers loaf on the job,
no,
I suppose.
No, it's just that...
I don't know how this erroneous idea got started. Everybody looks at us with a fishy eye when we walk into a house. Then they watch over our shoulder while we work, like we were going to cheat them or something.
I didn't mean to sound
all
like...
us guys try to do is our job, lady. And all we ask is just to be left alone while we're working. But do we get it? No. Every time we make a move, eyes peering at us from corners, a little voice saying, "You sure you have to unscrew that faucet there? My uncle don't do it that way."
Look, sir, you have a hard life, I know. I'm sorry for you. You have my sympathy. Now, would you just loosen up that drain and...
Oh, yeah, pardon me. You want your wedding ring?
Yes, and I'd like to have you through and out of here before my husband gets home. I just assume he didn't know I called a plumber. He was so against it.
Yeah? Well, what are you going to tell him? I mean, I'll get the ring out, but he'll know somebody.
I'll handle it, don't you worry. Now, call me the minute you get that ring out, and I'll bring your money, and please... McGee will be home in a little while, though, Doctor. Sit down.
Well, thank you, my dear. I was just passing by and...
I'm glad you stopped in. I'm sort of in the doghouse today.
You?
Yeah.
You're a strange occupant for the doghouse, Molly. It's usually your little spaniel-eyed friend who has squatter rights in the hound hacienda.
Well, himself doesn't like carelessness, you know.
In other people.
And I was careless. Doing the washing, and I let my wedding ring slip down the drain in the laundry tub.
Oh, gee, did you get it out all right?
Not yet. But I have a plumber out on the back porch taking the drain apart right now. Darn it, I wish he'd hurry up. Oh, Mr., I don't even know his name. Plumber, how's it coming?
A little tougher than I thought, lady. Almost through, though, just a few minutes.
How in the world did you ever get little Thumb Smasher to let you call a plumber? I thought he'd try to do it.
I didn't get him to let me, Doctor. In fact, he just insisted on doing the job himself.
That figures.
But he had to go over to Herb Travis's house to get his big wrench first, and I'm hoping the plumber will be through and out of here before McGee gets back.
Oh, don't worry. The plumber will have plenty of time. If I know McGee, he and Herb Travis will get talking bowling, and he won't get back till... Uh-oh. There's his car pulling in the driveway.
Why? Oh, dear. Talk to him, Doctor. Keep him here.
Relax, Molly. The minute he comes in the door, I'll pick an argument with him.
Oh, good.
Now, you speed up the plumber, and when he gets through, holler. I'll keep McGee in here until I hear you.
Oh, plumber, are you through yet? Did you get my ring out? Please hurry.
Take it easy, lady. I just dumped the stuff out on the sink here a minute ago. Now, here's your ring.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, let me slip it on.
And there's the other stuff over there. You had quite a pile of...
Shh. Listen a minute.
Well, hello, Butterfingers. Welcome home.
Oh, hi, Fatso. What you doing here?
Waiting for you. What do you think you're going to do with the pipe wrench, besides drop it on your foot?
I'm going to take it out to the back porch and open up the drain on the laundry tub, lard bucket.
Oh, dear.
Can you imagine anybody being so careless, Doc, that they do a washing without taking off their wedding ring and let their good gold wedding ring go down the drain pipe?
Oh, sure. That could happen to anybody.
Yeah, well, it couldn't happen to me because I'm not the careless type. I've told Molly a dozen times that she's not the type of...
Lady, do you want to see the rest of the stuff I found in the drain trap there? It's here on the sink.
Heavenly days.
It's a wonder the drain wasn't stopped up complete.
McGee's elk's tooth, his good gold cufflink, his Navajo Indian ring he got in the box of Cracker Jack, his solid gold collar button. Ho, ho, no wonder he wanted to open up this drain by himself. So I'm careless, am I?
Huh?
Bawling me out because I dropped my...
Oh, no, McGee, don't go out there.
Hey, turn loose of me, Doc. I got work to do. What's the matter with you?
It's all right, Doctor. Send the little gentleman out here.
Okay.
Dearie,
mm.
I'd like to have a word with you about carelessness. Just take a look at this pile of junk.
Some stuff.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you must guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them willingly. And low-cost one-a-day brand multiple vitamins contain vitamin B12. Ask at your drugstore for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Admit it. I dropped a few things down the drain from time to time. I've been careless. But is that a crime? Is it, Molly? Molly?
I don't want to butt in, mister, but you're wasting your time. I know wives. I got one myself. Once they catch you, stepping out of line.
Not my wife. She's different. She's sweet and dear and kind. And above all, understanding and forgiving.
Yeah? Huh.
In all these 30 years of wonderful marriage we've been through together, a man couldn't be blessed with a sweeter, kinder, more considerate...
All right, dearie. You win. You're forgiven.
Thanks, kiddo.
Well, what do you know? I gotta remember that and try it on Florence next time. Let me see. In all these 30 years of wonderful marriage, a man couldn't...
So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber McGee and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Plumber was played by Bill Thompson, and Dr. Gamble was, as usual, Arthur Q. Bryan. Goodbye for now. We'll expect you back again tomorrow. John Wall speaking.
Weekdays, follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.